CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own by, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the by guys. The by guys. The by guys. The by guys.
Hey there, boys and girls, theys and thems, and whatever the hell you freaks are out there. Welcome back to another episode of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. I'm very excited to be here. We all look like we just got off a loading dock, and Akeem showed up because he thought he was there for docking.
He was there to get a load from docking.
I tried that once. It's not that high. It's kind of weird.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Bye, guys. The theme songs that makes black comics go, wait, what did I book?
Straight no. Black comics. Dude, Jamar Neighbors last week was like, the fuck is this?
Oh, really? Because he saw the intro?
Dude, that's it was, he goes, I didn't know the name of the show.
What?
He came with shit yet? The y'all.
Yeah, it was great.
He thought it was by B-Y.
Yeah, he thought it was a salutation show.
Yeah, he thought it was four guys, bye guys.
Yeah. B-Y, not B-I. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the most L.A. fucking a fake mohawk and an albino.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
He's so funny, but he's the weirdest guy I've ever met.
Yeah, he's a fucking crack baby from Compton,
yeah,
dude.
God, is he funny,
he's
though.
The funniest dude in the world.
Is he a legit crack baby?
Yeah.
I don't know if he was a crack baby, but
probably can assume.
He grew up around it, but yeah. He's the fucking funniest dude.
Yeah, so dude.
Again, we said it last week, but watch his special Rotten Luther King. He did it in an amphitheater in a park, and he just comes in shirtless and does
it's a workout. It's a workout tape.
Yeah. It's amazing, dude.
Is it packed, like audience wise?
Yeah, dude. You got to watch it, man. It's so interesting and funny. Yeah, Jamar's one of a kind.
He's the fucking best, man.
Yeah. And speaking of the best, we've got Dave Temple here.
Or as we refer to him, Other Jamar.
Yes. And look at that balding. He could use a
I know,
mohawk,
right?
Please.
Give me a little mohawk.
Holy shit, Dave.
Yeah, right? Hey, man. I'm in my 40s.
I let mine go.
Yeah.
Woo. Yes. And the prince of of Bye Guys Studio, Akeem Woods.
What's up?
That's right.
Unrelated, or maybe it's related. There's a guy who watches this show who DM'd me. He's hot as hell. Mm-hmm. And we haven't hooked up, but we might. And thanks, guys.
Hey, that's what we're here for.
Show's getting some ass.
Yeah.
So he's supposed to be in. He's supposed to be in town, and like, I'll show you guys pictures later. But he's.
I'm okay on that. But anyway,
what are we? What ethnicity are we talking?
White. Right?
No, he's not.
Black, Spanish.
He's mixed.
Whoa, nice.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Nice. So when are you going to meet up with him, Akeem?
Hopefully next week.
Whoa, is he in town?
No, he will be next week, though.
Yeah, I'm
not going to give all this niggas information.
Oh, he's out of town. I'm about to say, is that the way gay people do it? You got to book it weeks in advance?
He's probably going
to
watch this episode and be like, wait, don't tell him that.
Speaking of gay things, Dwight Howard, did you hear about this?
Yeah.
I just heard last night.
Yeah, you got excited?
So Eaglewit... If you can pull up Dwight Howard rape allegations, Eagle.
Wait, what does that have to do with gay stuff?
Eagle, because.
You haven't heard what's going on with Dwight Howard?
No, I don't do sports.
Okay, this is bigger than sports.
This is bigger than sports. Dwight Howard.
I thought you guys were talking about the guy who played War Machine.
Hilarious. Yeah, it's definitely a bye guys podcast.
Look at you introducing sports talk.
Yeah, I bring up the sports.
Yeah, like,
you're in a bad situation.
Wait, what's
maybe
the clip?
Bring this up with Jordan.
Pull up. Is there a clip? Oh.
Okay, so he's accused of raping a man.
Oh!
And Eagle Witt told me last night, and I'm like, nah, dude. I'm like, it's probably some gay guy that is, like, trying to just Me Too him to make some money, quick money, whatever. And he's like, I don't know, man. I go, dude, when you're at that level, people make shit up to try to get a payday.
Oh,
and then he goes, he was in a hotel room. This guy came in. There was another guy there dressed up like a cat. And I go, okay, I think he might have raped somebody. I don't think it was like a Me Too. I think.
But who's this guy that he allegedly?
Can you read the story, Alex? Akeem all of a sudden cares about sports.
Big investor.
Okay, it's long, but I'm going to jump to the juicy stuff. Okay. The victim stated that he cried during the incident, the officer wrote, and that it stopped when Howard ejaculated into his mouth. Harper told the officer that he grabbed his phone and went to the bathroom to call an Uber, but Howard told him to cancel it because the other person would drive him home. The visitor told him to keep everything a secret, the officer wrote in a narrative supplement, or someone would put a bullet in his head.
Oh.
Harper told the officer per the report that he hadn't talked with Howard since. The narrative supplement ended by saying further investigation is needed.
Wait, hold on. So he fucked him and then came in his mouth?
No, he's just saying that was how the thing ended.
It ended with him coming in his mouth. Yeah. Why was his mouth open?
Why he was crying, because he was crying.
Oh, I guess you do cry with your mouth open, right?
Yeah.
Where's the cat?
That's what Eagle
someone was wearing
told
a cat
me.
Suit.
Yeah, someone okay. was wearing a cat suit.
The other guy
suit.
Was wearing a cat suit. So basically, people have been, like, fans of the NBA were suspicious about Dwight Howard for years. You know
Why?
What I mean? Like, it's just the way he carries himself. He touches the other players in the ball.
No accusations of rape by women. Yeah. That's the only way you really tell.
Well, he has to be raping someone. He plays basketball. He's a basketball
and
player.
And the thing was, when they would ask him about it, he wouldn't give, like, a typical...
I got some more juicy stuff.
Okay.
Oh, I bet his dick is huge, too. That'd be painful.
Okay. At about...
Not for you, loose ass.
So Harper went to Howard's house, and at about 5 a.m., another person came over. And that person and Howard both wanted to have a threesome, but Harper said no.
Okay.
Then Howard began rubbing Harper's leg and grabbed his penis, and Harper told Howard to stop. And Howard responded by pulling off his underwear and performing oral sex on Harper while the third person penetrated Harper from behind.
What? Who is
so
Harper?
That's when it goes to, that's the victim.
Oh.
That's when it goes to, the victim stated he cried during the incident.
Oh, because the other guy probably raped his butt.
The other guy Howard was raping his butt, yeah.
Oh my God, that poor little...
Yeah,
little...
but don't you just like focus on what's in front of you?
Hilarious.
Get along by a dude's like walking a tightrope.
Do
long
we have
as
a
you
picture
don't look
of
down.
Harper?
Dude,
probably
Akeem
not,
wants
right?
a picture of Harper. Is Harper? I bet you could look him up on Instagram.
I'm just curious on how he looks because I'm a creep. I just want to see what Dwayne Howard's type is too.
Wait, what? I want to see what Dwight Howard looks like.
He's a big. He's
yeah,
a
he's
so
like,
big
people
dude.
Think he's gay, and what's he say when people ask him?
When people stop.
Be nice.
Oh, Vince, that was behave. Hilarious. He probably doesn't say. I mean, people
they
probably
go,
don't
are you
ask
gay?
Him.
Goes,
no, they've been asking him for years.
Oh, yeah.
They've been asking him for years.
He's a big dude. Though. He's like,
he's
what, 6'1",
always
6'2"?
Deflected with the, why do you want to know what's going on in my bedroom?
Exactly.
Why?
Good for
it's
him.
None, it's none
it's
of your business.
It's nobody's business.
Because
I'm that's not a black homophobic answer. You know what I mean?
It's not his. There's no. It's not our business, but also, you shouldn't be raping. It was
is
him?
That Harper?
That nigga's gay.
Yeah.
Wait, you tell me that nigga's not gay?
No,
no
he's
that's
gay.
It. That's
for anyone listening, that was me.
That's the one that got sexually assaulted.
Yeah. He was gay. He just didn't consent to
the threesome.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, he knew what he was there for. I don't think he came. I don't think he showed up for two dudes. I think he came
for
Dwight
Howard.
For Dwight
Howard.
Yeah.
And then got used as like the boy slut he is. And now, now he's all full of regrets and wishes.
He's what they call the lucky Pierre, the one in the middle.
Listen.
Who was the third? Who was the third member?
The friend.
Old dirty bastard.
It doesn't say.
It doesn't
the
say
name of the person.
Wait, because that nigga was raping
party.
Too.
Isn't that wild that that guy gets to walk away?
Mm-hmm. Like, but no he was raping too.
Doesn't matter. He's not.
In all
famous.
Fairness, I don't think anyone walked away. Yeah.
You can't get. I mean, Dwight probably did. Yeah. You can't. Oh, I guess you. I guess if you're not famous, you can.
It ain't
rape
if you're
and
not famous.
And then he
famous.
Goes, "If you tell anyone, I'll put a gun to your head." God, that's so ugh.
Hey guys, real quick, I just want to talk to you about one of our favorite sponsors, and that's our good friends at Hello Tushy. For those of you who don't know, Tushy is a bidet system that hooks up right to the toilet you have at home. It uses your existing water, and it cleans your butthole. It cleans your butthole by shooting water up on it. It is absolutely awesome. Sometimes I use it when I ain't even poop. I just want to feel a little fresher. Listen, if you got poop on your arm or your leg, would you just wipe it off with a paper towel? No, you would wash it off. Stop wiping and start washing, and save a ton of money on toilet paper, too. All you got to do is go to our friends at HelloTushy.com/guys and use the promo code guys for 10% off your first order. One more time, guys, that's HelloTushy.com/guys, promo code guys for 10% off your first order at Tushy. Do you think if you're a gay basketball player, if you get it in the butt in one shot, you go Kobe?
For three.
I don't know, but is he good at boxing out? I can imagine.
From downtown.
He's not the only gay NBA
Oh,
player.
No, he's got an STD. He's on fire.
Oh, I hate that joke. I don't know. Are there openly gay NBA players, Alex?
Hold on, give me 1 second.
Dave, cool. You like the NBA?
Yeah, type it in.
Any openly gay guys?
But don't type it in too much, because you might.
Why
get
is there so much homophobia in the black community, Dave? Answer for all of them.
Our mothers.
No, I was going to say religion. That's 100% religion.
Yeah, their mothers were religious, and they told them it wasn't wrong. Our moms have no idea why we can't be gay.
Yeah.
They just know you can't be gay.
It is religion, though. Religion's garbage.
Whoa.
Here are eight,
three,
six,
four whites, eight. Two blacks.
It's not saying NBA in particular, though. It's saying pro basketball. Like, is there other, is there like semi-pro kind of
basketball?
I mean,
who cares if you're in college playing basketball? Like, we need people who are actually making money.
Jason Collins, I remember that guy.
Who's that? I'm trying to get wiped up. I'll get wiped up by any of them.
Jason Collins is, I was hoping it would show me a picture.
But was he good?
Probably not.
Yeah, these are all foreigners, too. One was Chile, one was Switzerland.
One was Israel. They're all, there's none in the
That's
NBA.
That's how far you got to look before you get an out one playing basketball. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, they're there. But
turn on Grindr and go to a basketball game and see what's popping.
Yeah. But in all fairness, if you met somebody who's like, I'm a professional basketball player, you're like, wow, they go for Switzerland. You're like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I can't imagine how hard it is to be gay in the closet at someone that's a professional athlete or at that level with the fear they must have that someone's going to out them, you know, like for clout or something, or just hooking up on the road. And then like, that must be so scary, you know?
But I figure if you made it to the pros, you were dealing with this the whole time. So you're
It also sucks because like everyone's going to, like, once you come out, everyone's going to treat you differently because straight men or men in general just think everyone wants to fuck them. And especially if they're athletes, it might be the case that they do want to fuck you, because athletes tend to be in good fucking
hypersexual
shape.
Too.
Athletes,
when your testosterone is flowing like that, hypersexual.
So everyone in the locker room, and then like, oh yeah, the dude's gay. Everyone's going to treat you different. They're not going to like want to shower in front of you, and they're like, oh, this dude wants to suck my dick or whatever.
They'll make the joke constantly. I don't think they necessarily feel that, but that joke is never going anywhere. Because also, when you're dealing with athletes, like, the intellect is not that high either. So the same joke works over and over and over again.
It's like working here. I mean, he's told three jokes over 7 years.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd
you
say?
I'm gay, Dave's black. That's all I do. I'm gay, Dave's black, Lewis is stupid. Fucking 8 years of comedy right there.
I would have wore cuter jeans if I knew that we were going to sew my legs.
Aw.
But here we are.
These aren't cute?
They're not cute. They're not cute as I would like them to be.
Okay.
I like them. Yeah, they're like jeggings.
What are they missing that would make them cute? Theme? Rhinestones? Flowers? What are you missing?
Holes cut out the S.
Maybe. No, it's winter. I can't have my ass out in the winter.
It's one person. Oh.
Yeah, it'll get chapped.
Yeah. Get lotion.
A lady doesn't wear chaps after November 2nd.
I've gotten 3 DMs from bi guy people, actually. One of them was hot, but two of them were like, they were nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've gotten a few telling me to get my straight ass off this podcast.
Oh, have you?
Really?
Yeah, this is our space. Nah, I'm fucking
That'd be hilarious. I'm going to send you one right now. Yeah, get this nigga off this podcast. Nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I wrote a similar email.
So yeah, keep the DMs coming, guys. I'm lonely.
Oh my God. Sorry. You'll just fuck anyone, huh?
No, anyone I'm attracted to.
Mm.
Yeah. Isn't that the pot calling the kettle Akeem?
It was supposed to be Dave. Dave is black.
You'll just fuck anything.
I know. I've never seen
that in the cattiest way.
Yeah.
But also, you fuck way more than you fuck women and men, so you're fucking way more than
funny.
I
am. Like, the judgment coming from Ian is wild.
I'm only fucking man. I would never do pussy stuff.
I would never fuck a fan of a like a podcast fan.
Oh, you wouldn't? Mm-mm. Oh, you sound stupid.
No. I don't.
What if they were like super hot? Like a 10 all across
the
board.
A woman I have. A guy.
Yeah.
A guy now.
Okay.
I get hit up all the time from guys that are like fans of the show.
Well, send them my way.
And I'm like, ah, no, thank you.
Yeah, just tag me in the post. Okay. At Akeem Woods.
Yeah, like, I'm unavailable, but someone that can replace me. Akeem Woods.
My understudy, Akeem Woods.
And if any woman is in my DM, I'll send them to you.
Like,
I guess.
If someone asks you to do a show and you can, you're like, oh, well, Zach's available.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do a spot. I'll do 10 minutes.
Yeah. You get Dave Temple drunk enough.
Pizza spot is closed. Give me Chinese.
Give me the light at 2 minutes and we'll just get this going.
Yeah.
Have you fucked fans, right?
I've been with my wife before I had fans.
Oh, damn.
I've been with my chick for like 10 years.
You fuck fans? Oh, you've been with your girl for a while, too, though.
Not like podcast fans. I used to fuck on the road, though. Like, yeah. I would definitely fuck girls after shows and shit like that.
Yeah. You don't fuck people after shows?
I try not to.
But you have.
I would have this weekend, but I got...
Wait, what happened?
I'm really trying not to, and I had Scopo come with me to, like, stay. We shared a room. Like, I was like, dude, I don't want to be on the app.
So you just
fucked
Scopo?
I don't want to be out hooking up. So me and Scopo would, like, he was, like, my, like... like sex sponsor for the weekend.
He's your accountability buddy?
Yeah.
What's that?
He was your accountability buddy.
Yeah. So I do that a lot. I bring friends on the road. We share a room so I don't like act out. And everything was like great. And I wasn't on the apps. And then the last night, this girl came up to me after the show, like super hot black chick. And she's a trucker. And she's like, ooh, you know, I parked my truck 20 minutes down the road, you know, you should come check it out. And I'm like, Scomo, leave me alone, get away from me. But she got like really drunk, and I don't fuck anyone if they've been drinking. And she was like, hey, come to this bar across the street, I'm eating if you're hungry. So I had a guy go with me from the club to walk over, and I walk over and she's sitting at a table with another guy, and I was like, oh God, that's God.
Yeah.
That's something stopping me from, you know, and I was like, all right, goodbye.
Could've been a threesome. You'd have ended up like at the White Howard victim.
Could've been a threesome. Could've been a threesome.
No, it's just for the...
Or you could be hung upside down in the back of that fucking truck right now.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
I know, in the back of a meat truck.
Wait, what city was this?
Louisville.
Okay, yeah, that's probably a good call.
Yeah, but goddamn, she was so hot.
Woo!
Hot black lady trucker.
Yeah.
I want to see it just to...
And hot lady black trucker. She's telling me that she likes anal. She's like, hit me up later and like does this. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, and she had a cat in the cab of the truck. And I'm like, oh my God, these are all my favorite things.
You should have totally did that. I love when women are forward. That makes me happy.
Candy.
Yeah, you should have got that pussy.
I got a cat in my van.
I didn't do it.
Is there a reason why you're abstaining?
Yeah, I just don't want to like have that be like my thing anymore. Like I did it for a while and it's like fun, but
yeah, but there's
after
special
a while,
occasions
with
those
like
with those niggas and cats and trucks.
I know, but I also
that was
like,
an alternative title for this podcast.
Niggas and cats with trucks.
I've talked about it so much on the show about how like I really struggle with like sex and stuff because I'll start to do it and then I'll like feel bad because I want to be in like I want love, I want commitment.
Oh, that's sweet. No,
and then
I get that.
I just end up acting this way and then I just go on a tear and I just don't want to be a part of it and it's tough. And
that's nice.
You know, I might do it again and who knows, but I'm trying to not do it now, especially till after I tape my special. I don't want to like have all these distractions.
No.
Do you come, you don't, like you come out, like are you pinned up when you come out or you don't release? Like,
huh?
Like if you're going to do a show and you're on the road, you don't whack off before you go out and do the show?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
I can't either.
You know what's funny? Sometimes I do and the show is not as good.
I love how he literally went, no, I don't do that. You know what? Sometimes I do.
Well, I try not to. And then, dude, the show's Friday. I never think about it. Amazing. And then Saturday was just like, ugh.
Oh, was this
like,
this past
I think
weekend?
I got to save it up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this just happened with the cat lady?
Yeah, he said this past weekend.
Oh, nice. Damn, you missed out.
Yeah.
I'm in
Pittsburgh. So if you were going to relapse on the road sexually, where would you be able to find you?
Great tour plug. eFinance.com. That's a great plug.
At the Pittsburgh Improv this weekend.
Hola, le está gustando mi podcast? That's hello. Are you liking my podcast in Spanish? Because our new friends at Babbel. Babbel is a great new way to learn a new language. Adults all over the world want to learn a new language, and not a lot of people have the time. The best way to learn a language is through immersion, going somewhere where they speak it. But the second best way is Babbel. It's a bunch of simple little 10-minute lessons created by people who actually speak the language. It's all terms and phrases you really need, and it's not one of these like little games you play on your cell phone that convinces you you're learning a language, because with our good friends at Babbel, you can start learning a new language in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. You're absolutely gonna love it, but hey, don't take my word for it. Head on over to Babbel.com, that's Babbel.com, and use the promo code GUYS. So that's Babbel.com/GUYS, and you're gonna get 55% off your order. Guys, once again, Babbel.com, Babbel.com/guys for 55% off. Rules and restrictions may apply. Let's get back into the show.
Well, dude, my lifelong best friend, he's going through a divorce, and this is going to be his first Thanksgiving without his wife, so I'm going to Pittsburgh early to spend Thanksgiving with him.
We're going to
make a turkey and everything, and we have two other friends coming that weekend, so we're going to have like a guys weekend, and then I have my shows. It'll be really nice, but my buddy's like, we should go to the strip club. Wouldn't it be fun? Like old days, we'll get hookers. And I'm like, oh, God.
No, it's his friend. Go get hookers with your friend.
But that's what we used to do, man.
I know.
The old days.
Here's the thing, Ian. You could all chip in and get your friend a hooker.
Oh, that's sweet. And then just watch.
You get all the fun of the ritual of the hooker hunt.
Yeah.
But you got your friend laid. You didn't do anything wrong. You're just a better friend. But you got to do all the seedy shit, which
just
is what you're really addicted to.
I didn't even think of that.
What you're really addicted to is the creepiness.
Yeah.
Because you need to have the chaos.
But
you
chaos.
Need the chaos in your life.
Yeah. Yes.
You could be like a little cuckold thing. You can just watch him fuck a hooker.
See, that's who you are. You're the hooker hunter.
And it's a write-off on the road entertainment.
This is your pilot.
And support sex workers. It's Thanksgiving. They lonely too.
Yeah. Dude.
Lonely
Zach,
assholes.
You just... Yeah, but dude, if I'm searching around and I'm like, well, you know, she probably has a friend that needs love.
Well, that's something.
We could search for him, and just because I'm window shopping doesn't mean I need to buy.
Exactly.
It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
I was really worried about going, and I was going to end up getting a hooker.
Yeah. And now you just have to get one hooker for your friend.
Look at that,
Zach. And then if you still do fuck her, I mean, the best part of Thanksgiving is the leftovers. Yeah.
Tell you, I was talking to a sober buddy of mine today about, like, shame and, like, you know, acting out and everything. And he was like, you know, I struggle with prostitutes. I still get them. And they keep running away.
I struggle with prostitutes. They scratch
beating
my
myself
face,
up.
They
and
scream.
I'm like, yeah, but when I do it, I judge myself. I feel shame. I hate it. And he goes, well, you just have to, you know, like, talk to someone about it. And honestly, I feel like just even this conversation is helping me. Because if I kept this inside, I'd have been worried all weekend and been like, what am I going to do? Oh, maybe I should. He's lonely. It'll be a good story. But this is the way to go. Yeah. I'll get him a hooker.
Yeah.
And then that'll be the fucking, you know, the chaos of it. And then I'll just stay. And
then you get a fun story, which is what you really wanted.
Yeah.
Was the interaction and the fun. And he gets
and
fuck a
hooker. It'll be like your bachelor party. While they're doing the dirty stuff, I'll get her socks.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you get her socks and gummy sharks.
Yeah. Wow.
This is great.
You're going to have a fun week.
Especially because he's in Pittsburgh having this conversation on the podcast about you.
I don't want to get a hooker, but hold on. My friend Ian's coming. He's going to make me.
I thought I was sad getting divorced. This guy's a fucking wreck.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Good That's thinking. Fun. Nice.
Let's get plugs out of the way. Yeah. Temple, baby, what are you getting? What do you want people to check out, my friend?
No Need for Apologies is the podcast. If you're here on the Gas Digital Network, check it out this Friday. Also, No Need at the Movies. Me and Zach Amico just watched a wonderful movie that'll be out Friday by the Seven Ninja Kid. So please follow us. Tune into the podcast. And if you're in New York, December 20th, City Winery will be doing the final Black Ass Comedy Show for the year.
Hey, all right.
That's a great venue. I want to talk to you about that after. Akeem?
What's up? Akeem Woods on Instagram, A-K-E-E-M Woods. I forgot my name. AkeemWoods.com for tour dates. I am in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend at Comedy Club on State. I am there Wednesday with Kevin Bozeman. The first show sold out. The second one sold out tickets. And then Friday, Saturday, I am with Shane Torres doing four shows at Comedy Club on State. AkeemWoods.com for tickets. And if you're alone, DM me.
Fantastic. just check out my other podcasts here on the network, Realize Podcast. Zach Neo's Midnight Spook Show. I got dates I'm going to announce coming up soon in Wisconsin, in Chicago, trying to book Detroit. Yeah, we'll see. Stay tuned. Zach is not funny on Instagram. Einon?
Hello, everybody. IAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. IanFidance.com for tickets. This weekend, I am playing the Pittsburgh Improv November 24th and 25th. December 3rd, I'm taping my special at the Cutting Room. Tickets are sold out, but thank you. Week of, we are releasing 20 balcony tickets. So if you would like them, DM me and I will get you on the list. And that's 10 tickets per show, two shows, 7 and 9:30. Then the new year, I'm in Philly, Tampa, Florida, Calgary, Canada, Seattle, Portland, Sacramento, San Francisco, San Diego, Chicago, Nashville, eBidance.com for tickets. Woo. I'm going everywhere. Come say hi. Don't have sex with me. And Be and Ian with Jordan every Wednesdays on YouTube, patreon.com/beandianpod. And Zach Areno, what can people do if they enjoy the show?
Hey, if you love the show, and we know you do, head out over to GasDigital.com, the new GasDigital, and use the promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the great shows available on the network. If you keep it, you save $1 a month. You can also go to MerchEngine.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. Thank you so much for supporting the show. And wearing merch out to our live events really means a lot.
Yes. Thank you, guys. I had a fun experience at the bank last week. I sat down with the guy, and we're talking. He goes, oh, hey, do you want a newspaper? I go, I love reading the news. He goes, yeah, some older guy came in and gave it to me and said, you kids need to start learning things. And I go, yeah, the paper's great. It's like I love reading one every day. I feel tied to the past. He goes, yeah, you can have it. I go, is it the Post? And he goes, I don't know. I'm not sure. And it was the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam versus the Anti-Defamation League. And the main story, the main story was all opposition to truth will be destroyed by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Nice. By the way, I love the idea.
Black guy being like, y'all need to learn things.
I love the idea of Ian being a political comic, just going like, let's see what's in the paper today. Well, Minister Farrakhan is not what.
The final call.
Good dude. Yeah, the paper's called The Final Call.
I love a white guilt paper. Yeah.
That call's from Rent-A-Center.
Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
Wait, you can get a box set?
Yeah, dude.
Is this nigga playing the violin?
Dude, it is crazy. If talented. You read through good that, it's just all about how fucking Jews are cockroaches and need to be stamped out and fucking all this. You, yeah, remember that shit?
I read the Quran during the pandemic, and it says wild things in there about Jewish people.
People don't know.
Very specifically.
People aren't really aware.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. Yeah,
I think our religion's trash across the board.
Yeah.
Yes, but there's only one that actually has a mission statement to murder other people based on your religion.
Which one was that?
Which one do you think, Akeem?
I don't know. I don't like any of them.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Is that the mission?
I mean, who else cheers when awful things happen? I mean, we're terrible.
Listen, most religions all hate gay people, so I'm cool. They can all.
What's a common denominator there, faggot? Anyway.
So we're bringing people together, is what I'm saying. Us gays are bringing y'all niggas together.
Oh, yeah.
They've all agreed that we're going to hell, which is going to be great.
Which I can't wait to get to hell and see what you guys have done with the place.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Also, if we're going to hell, that means heaven's going to have a terrible choir. Because all them choir directing niggas is gay. So, like, the choir's going to be trash in heaven. Just a bunch of straight dudes directing choir? That sounds awful.
Oh, just fucking 500 fat black ladies all thinking they're doing the solo? I've got the beans, greens, tomatoes, lambs, hams.
Because they're definitely going to heaven. Fat black women are definitely going to heaven. But if gays aren't, it's going to be boring as hell.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Is that a bit of yours?
No.
Has someone said that before? That's funny. That's really funny.
No, I haven't said it on stage.
Ian, did I tell you about my humiliation on SDR?
No.
I mean, world class, felt like an asshole.
What happened?
So, when it wasn't on SDR, excuse me, it was on Rap.
Oh.
We had the lovely Joanna Angel and her partner Small Hands.
Yes.
New show on the network, Just the Tips.
Yes.
And so I worked for Burning Angel like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. My buddy used to direct movies for them. Mm-hmm. And I've worked on set for them. I worked their live show. Mm-hmm. I've known Joanna since like college.
Oh, wow.
And every time I see her recently, I'm like, this bitch doesn't know me. She forgot who I am. And I told her, I was like, hey, we work together. And I said the mutual friend, and he's not in the business anymore. And I was, and she's like, oh, yeah, I remember I work with you. So she does an entire Real Ass podcast. She goes, oh, I follow you on Instagram. You're really funny. And that's all I needed. Felt great.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I love your Liquid Death commercials.
Who's that? Is that not you?
She thought I was Zach from Jackass the entire day.
No.
Wow.
I don't know who that is.
Can you pull up Zach from Jackass?
Zach Holmes.
I don't follow white people.
She thought I was the fat kid from the new Jackass movie.
Damn.
Oh,
no.
Hilarious.
Zach.
I could see that.
Then immediately I'm furious because I'm way cuter than him.
No, yes. You are cuter. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she goes, oh, that must be really upsetting. You guys must get confused all the time. That must be really frustrating as a comedian because everyone must think you're him. And he's like, does better than you.
She said that?
Oh, dude, it was the worst. I wanted to jump off a fucking bridge.
Oh no!
Did you unfollow her?
What?
Did you unfollow her?
No, I mean you gotta keep her. What
did you say anything back?
No, I just sat there sadly.
Oh,
I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah,
it makes you feel better. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I had no idea either. You're
see, the black demographic don't know who that nigga is.
Yeah.
Oh, it really hurt my feelings.
I could say some mean things to get. To make you feel better, but I won't.
No, it's okay, buddy.
No, we love Joanna.
I don't know who Joanna is.
My friend being hurt button is activated right now, and I just sort of be like really mean and cutting, but I won't.
I know, but I can't. Cause, you know, like sometimes.
She's a sweetheart.
When you go in the Wayback Machine and jerk off to a video you haven't jerked off to in like 10 years.
Yeah.
I still got like 5 of those for her, so I don't
really
want to end it yet.
Oh, wait, is she a porn star?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, can I see you?
Super hot.
She's hot. She's sweet. She's just a little airheady. That's all. It wasn't. I don't think she was intentionally like nagging you or anything.
No. That's what made it so painful. It wasn't on purpose. It was a genuine mistake.
I love how it looks like we've all died in the back. Like in the backdrop, it's just like clouds and shit.
Yeah, gay heaven.
See, she's cute.
She is pretty.
Yeah.
And you went to high school with her.
Zach.
No, I'd known her since college though, because I worked for her company.
How long has she been doing porn?
Since I was in high school.
Good for her.
She still got it going on, baby.
She's still doing porn?
Right?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Love of the game.
Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and so do I. So let's head on over today to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to almost every state, if not all of them by now, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of vapes and gummies for all your getting stoned needs, but let me tell you from personal experience, these products work and should be taken responsibly. So head on over to YoDelta.com today, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Check it out.
Yeah.
Love it.
You do what you love for a living.
Yo, V-Punk's back in the day, that was my jerk.
Wow, mine was Round and Brown from the Brazzers and Bang Bus.
I got one of those. I had one of those.
Yeah.
That's the type of porn you watch, like the site.
Round and Brown
was great.
Yeah, Round and Brown.
That
was
like
that was all one network. It was Round and Brown, 8th Street Latinas.
Yes,
MILF Hunter.
Yeah, Mike's apartment or whatever.
Yeah, Mike's apartment.
Yeah. Onion Booty was a great series.
Onion Booty.
Yeah, man. Oh, I don't know any of these.
The booty was so sweet it'd make you cry. You know what I mean?
Really? Like, that's adorable. Was, look at us.
Wow.
I hope they're still making them. I hope they're still doing it.
Shrek, you know sometimes booties are like onions. They've got layers.
I used to look at Helix Studios, 18 yeah. Boy. You ever look at those?
Yeah, Helix.
Is that Helix?
No,
like,
I watch like Mike, CKS. Like Mike Maverick. They have some good shit, and then Sketchy Sex. With all
the
frat
bros.
What's the
other one? Treasure Island.
Treasure
Media?
Island. Yeah.
Wait, what's Sketchy Sex?
It's just
before the guy comes, yeah. They go, and scene.
That's hilarious. No, it's just a bunch of like hot douchey frat dudes fucking.
Yeah.
By the way,
it's a lot of like rape.
Did
porn.
You see the Song of the Apocalypse?
No, what's that?
Two of the most evil entities in the history of comedy have combined to form a production company.
What?
UCB and Tim and Eric.
Nuh-uh.
Have combined forces to make a new production company.
What's Tim and Eric?
They had a show.
Yeah.
Tim and Eric, awesome
Good
show.
Job. Yeah.
I don't know Cartoon things. Network.
And now they have a production company that's going to filter new UCB talent through Tim and Eric videos.
No.
Yep.
Well, improv has to do something, I guess, right? Okay.
I mean, you know what? I can't find the positive in this.
There's got to be some good up-and-coming like improv people who haven't done
anything. I didn't know people
yet.
Were still doing improv.
It is nuts that the UCB people got away the way they did with how shitty they treated people.
Yeah.
Oh, not only that, like, everyone came after Louis so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was Dave Becky was his manager.
Right.
No one says fucking boo that he's fucking Amy Poehler's manager and the EP on fucking Parks and Rec.
Yeah, and they took advantage of way more people than Louis ever did.
And I'm just saying.
Amy Poehler.
I know who Amy Poehler is, but like
UCB
who?
The UCB. UCB. Do you know about UCB, Upper Citizens Brigade?
I know what it is, but I don't know that.
Right, but like the classes, it basically became a scam.
It was indentured
like,
servitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For rich white kids.
It was basically like you pay money to take these classes, and the idea was, well, I'll be on Saturday Night Live. I'll be famous if I get through a certain
level
of classes. And then at a certain point, no one could go anywhere because, you know, you can't just have a turnover rate of making stars.
Yeah.
So then these people just paid all this money to go nowhere, and then they would then start teaching classes to then rope in more people. It was like a Ponzi
scheme. It was like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
But when you took classes there, you were also staff. So they would charge tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You, as a student, were sweeping up popcorn, taking tickets, so they had free labor.
Oh, wow.
And then they didn't pay performers.
Yeah.
It was an honor to be on their stage.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So they started doing a thing. They did Friday Night Stand-Up. And Metzger said that they need to start paying people.
Yeah.
And he asked for $20. He said $20 a spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they canceled stand-up.
Damn.
I totally forgot about that. That's right. They didn't pay their performers.
Oh, and they didn't give out free drinks.
All this money, no free drinks.
Are they still open?
No,
the ones in New York closed.
Weird. Like, I just walked past the old location for the
Beast.
Pit, the People's Improv Theater.
Oh, the Pit. Is that still going on?
There's something there. There's something. It wasn't open when I walked past it on a Saturday night, but it still had.
But also, if you pay enough money, you can then eventually become a teacher and be a nobody and teach and have power and have people like look to you and then you warp the idea of what comedy is. And it's like a weird fucking thing.
Yeah. Damn, I've heard about it, but I didn't know the whole.
It's just so crazy with improv. It's like the one genre of comedy where they're like, it's not supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be real.
Yeah.
Which is like, I disagree.
Dude, improv shows are never funny.
That's not true.
The goal of improv is to be funny. When you watch really good improv, it is.
It's
jaw dropping.
But that is the
so funny
top such percentile.
Yes.
Most improv shows
are like open mics.
Yeah.
95-96% of improv shows never get funny.
Yeah.
They just get through the thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't say 95. I would say 80%. I would say 20%.
I used to do stand up. I used to have a stand up show at the Triple Crown, which is like a big improv place.
Yeah.
And I would have stand-ups. I would MC it. I would have stand-ups, and then I have improv groups.
Yeah.
And that was like a trick to get more people to go because like six people in an improv group.
Yeah.
You're like, well, if I have two, that's 12 people in the crowd.
Yeah.
And dude, these two girls were an improv team, and they were doing their they were improvising.
Two girls, one.
And they ended up. I don't know what the suggestion was, but one of them made the choice to be like Hitler, and the other one was like Hitler's secretary or something.
Yeah.
And they were going through it, and halfway through they said, I'm sorry, we just have to stop. I don't feel comfortable playing this out right now. We don't agree with the things that we're doing, and we'd like a new suggestion. And I was like,
What? Then you should have just not taken.
That's like such a fucking cop out. You're the one that chose to fucking go there.
If you're playing Hitler, the easiest exit in the history of improv.
Kill yourself.
Yeah. Well, I would also do stand up on improv shows, and it pissed me off so much that improvisers would go up, and the scene was like, I'm a priest, and I have to finger a child for forgiveness. And everyone's like, oh, this is ridiculous, crazy. And then I'd go up and make a joke about, like, a real-life thing that's, like, dark. And they'd be like, no. No.
Well, because you made a choice to tell that joke. In their head, they made the choice to make them do that thing.
Huh?
You chose to do that.
No, people are dumb. They can't suspend their disbelief with fucking comedy. They hear a certain thing and they go, oh,
but I'm saying
that's
the
not
reason,
okay,
the
but
reason,
improvising is, oh, it's a made-up world.
No, but the reason why they like the improv part.
I'm laughing at your immediate rage of like, he tried to humanize their response. You're like, no. It's because
the reason,
they're fucking dumb and they can't.
The reason why they're okay with the stupid Hitler thing is because that was their suggestion.
Could you not point at me and say stupid Hitler thing?
Because it was their suggestion, so they're getting what they
wanted.
This
isn't what he intended.
No, Hitler would be, Hitler would be very upset if you were part of his regime. he'd be very upset
Did
about
you call it.
It
a riz?
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce it. And I
the
jizzy. I couldn't pronounce it, but I went with it, okay?
Those uniforms have
Hitler,
riz.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hitler would be more upset with your fashion sense.
The riz.
Also, he didn't like gay niggas either, so he wouldn't be a fan of anyone here.
I remember
he was like borderline gay though, wasn't he?
A lot of times, so most of those Republican
senators. He was obsessed with cleanliness, uniforms, and meth. He was fucking gay.
Yeah,
okay. Hitler was a queer.
Vegetarian.
Loves
Snow White.
How do you know so much about this nigga?
I don't know. He loves Snow White.
Why do you know that?
Everybody loves Snow White, though. That was a
hero. Yeah, but he would have it screamed for just him.
You learn things that you like about your heroes.
Some people do a deep dive.
You're right.
Yeah. You read a thing or two.
Yeah. How come you don't know all this about Farrakhan?
It's his struggle.
Right?
Yeah, you're Hitler.
I don't know that nigga.
Farrakhan loves the ballet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Alvin Ailey. He's at all the shows.
Yeah. Okay. To be fair, I think Hitler maybe just kind of liked cartoons because Snow White was Disney's first feature film in 1939, so it just lined up with like when he was around to enjoy cartoons.
It was also, but Snow White, I just finished reading Walt Disney's biography. Snow White was an international phenomenon as far as like an animated full. Yeah.
He hated Jewish people too, though, right? Walt Disney?
Yes, oh, yeah, supposedly.
But did he? Rightfully so. If you hear about if you hear about what happened at Walt Disney Studios and how it got taken over, that's why he's so rigid with Disneyland and Disney World. Like, as far as I own the land and I do whatever the
fuck
I
want. Wait, what happened with you? What? Give me the excuse why it's okay for Walt Disney to hate Jews.
They took it over. They took over the studios.
Who's they?
The unions.
Well, bye, guys. I got to go. Anybody can't to me, nigga. I got shows.
I said unions. There were unions who came in and bankrupted the studio. What? We can't say that. But that was his love child.
Yeah. You know, he was a bigoted man.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, omelet eggs. He made
Aladdin. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. The Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
That guy's all right by me.
Yeah. Have they ever had
I like Mulan. Mulan was my joint.
That was the other thing, too. They dragged him in. There was a period they shut down Walt Disney Studios and exclusively made him make propaganda films.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
Whatever they're making.
Did you see the new Mulan?
Really?
Like Dumbo?
The new Mulan.
No. Oh. No. I'm talking about real propaganda. Like, hey, I need stuff that's going to get my population riled up to go to war.
Oh.
So it was like, we're funding you. I don't give a fuck about your animated
nothing. It's like TikTok, but in the 30s.
Exactly.
Did you see the new Mulan's black?
No.
It's Mulan Young.
And you
that's the show. Bye, guys, in second.
Yeah, that's
and you guys were scared of me bringing
that.
Up unions?
Oh, my God.
Thank
Holy
you so much.
Holy shit.
It's so political.
I don't.
Do you even get the reference, idiot?
No, I don't. I'm not.
On behalf of everybody casting in the studios tonight on Flight Outside. This is
because I didn't hear what he said.
He said, guys.
Yeah.
And the new one. So this movie's called Mulan.
Do you know what a Molignon is?
Oh, no, I don't.
It's an Italian. It's called black people.
What they call black people. It's a slur for blacks. Yeah.
Means eggplant. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, Well, Ian won't be having any more black women to come up to him after shows.